With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Attorney General Pam Bondi clashed with lawmakers during an explosive congressional hearing. Correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
You sit here and you attack the president, and I am not going to have it. I'm not going to put up with it.
A combative Bondi slung insults as she faced questions about the Justice Department's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein files.
This guy has Trump derangement syndrome. He needs to get, you're a failed politician.
Bondi vigorously defended her department, but repeatedly refused to directly answer questions.
As Attorney General, you're siding with the perpetrators, and you're ignoring the victims.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Minneapolis man has been arrested for posting threats and encouraging violence against immigration officers. Correspondent Jennifer King reports on the case against 37-year-old Kyle Wagner.
Attorney General Pamela Bondi alleges that Wagner doxed and threatened officers. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says such conduct won't go unpunished.
The Department of Homeland Security arrested this individual. He is a self-proclaimed Antifa member who has been threatening, doxing, harassing ICE. He called for the murder of federal law enforcement officers. He encouraged bloodshed in the streets of Minnesota.
According to prosecutors, Wagner repeatedly posted on Facebook and Instagram encouraging his followers to forcibly assault and impede federal officers, whom he referred to as the Gestapo. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump met privately with Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday and says he pushed Israel to back continued U.S. talks with Iran on a nuclear deal. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 66 points, the Nasdaq dropped 36, the S&P 500 down a fraction. This is SRN News. A Virginia school board cast parents as terrorists.
ABC TV in Washington reports that school officials in suburban Loudoun County recently held a training in which actors portrayed local moms and dads pulling guns and attacking the board members at a public meeting. ABC quotes sources as saying that school board chairwoman April Chandler described parents as, quote, disruptors and agitators. During the session, board members were trained how to escape and how to fight the parents. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new wave of Christian artists from various backgrounds is drawing young audiences to faith-based rap, Afro beats, and R&B. Christian rap has been growing for over a decade, but its newer subgenres and counterparts have exploded since the COVID-19 pandemic. Social media algorithms have helped them reach wider audiences, and bigger labels are catching on now. The artists say their songs help people connect with God. This is SRN News. Investigators are searching a location in Arizona in the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Authorities investigating the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie detained a man in Arizona Tuesday night who says he was questioned for hours before being released. The man, a delivery driver, told several media outlets he had nothing to do with last week's disappearance of the 84-year-old mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie. The Pima County Sheriff's Department also says it searched a location Tuesday night in a city where that man lives near the U.S.-Mexico border. The development came just hours after the FBI released images of a person wearing a full head mask with an apparent gun on Nancy Guthrie's porch the night she went missing near Tucson. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.